Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. While floodwaters are finally beginning to recede in some areas, that's not the case in Fremont. Waters continued to rise there yesterday, even though they didn't get any rain on Saturday. That's because the Wolf River flows down from Shiocton and New London. Waupaca County posted an update over the weekend asking residents to evacuate as water made its way through neighborhoods and closed roads as far away as a quarter mile from the Wolf River. The village has a shelter available at Hortonville High School and sandbags ready for those still battling the rising waters. Check your local municipality's website or social media pages for the latest updates. Multiple roads between Clintonville, New London, and Shiocton are still closed from the flood. Authorities are asking drivers to check the 511 map for road closures before driving near that area. Starting today, anyone impacted by flooding in and around New London can get a free hot meal. Tyson Foods is deploying its Meals That Matter disaster relief team to its New London facility. Today through Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., volunteers from the company will serve hot meals. They can serve anywhere from 2,000 to more than 10,000 meals a day based on community needs. Meals will be distributed from the facility's lower parking lot on County Road D in New London. Cleanup continues today after widespread storms and flooding continued into the weekend. Thunderstorms hammered an already waterlogged northeast Wisconsin Friday night after a week-long stretch of storms that included at least a dozen tornadoes across the state, according to the National Weather Service. While people in the west central part of the state deal with wind damage, it's the water that's still taking its toll on northeast Wisconsin. While the Wolf River has begun to recede, Shiocton residents evacuated by the flood are still not able to return to their homes. Village leaders posted an update on social media asking for patience as crews work around the clock to assess damage and hazards before people can safely return to their homes. They're asking all affected residents to call 211 so they can gather information for help from FEMA and other sources. They expect to announce a central location resource center in the next day or two so people can go to one place for help with food, clothing, cleanup, housing, health, and more. They say they know people are anxious, but they do not have an exact date yet when people will be allowed to return to their homes. We Energies is working through a process to get gas turned back on. They say whatever you do, do not try to turn your gas back on yourself, as it could cause an explosion. It wasn't flooding that caused the power to go out on Green Bay's east side yesterday. Emergency responders say a crash yesterday morning near University and Dan's caused the power outage, putting traffic lights out in that area. They asked drivers to avoid the area as responders worked to investigate the crash. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest-hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit, where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. Please throw on a ball, great, but we didn't make a play for him, and I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game, and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good. I think he learned something today about it.
NBA 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of 3 finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s, and temperatures are going to keep climbing through mid to late week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.